Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. Today, the title of our devotion, and we're taking all these devotions out of Windows on God's World. I'm recommending that you use this devotional as your inspiration for your science and Bible curriculum. And there's even history in here. Our text is Psalms 119:110. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I err not from thy precepts. An innocent-looking plant called the sundew grows in bogs, marshes, or wet areas. Its spoon-shaped leaves are red and hairy and glisten beautifully in the sun. The red hairs exude a sticky liquid that captures the insects the sundew feeds on. When an insect touches one of the sundew's sensitive hairs, all of the hairs bend over immediately to trap the creature. Days later, after the insect's bodies have been digested, the hairs return to their upright position. How does the sundew, having no nerves or muscles, have such sensitive, reactive hairs? No one knows. Experiments show that a solid particle weighing so little that you can't imagine it, like 1/80,000th of a grain, causes the hair of the sundew to react. If the particle is edible, the plant will digest it. But if not, the leaf will open quickly to wait for something the plant can digest. Many plants feed on insects because they cannot manufacture their own food in great enough quantities. The Venus flytrap is commonly sold in greenhouses as a novelty plant. In this species, teeth along the rim of the leaves interlock when an unfortunate insect lands on the leaf. The pitcher plant lures insects with what looks like water at the base of its hollow leaves. Actually, the liquid is a mixture of rainwater and digestive juices that quickly break down an insect into nutrients useful to the plant. Hairs that move downward into the pitcher prevent the insect from crawling out. There is something about some of the plants we've been discussing that attracts insects to their death. Satan also has his attractive snares set for every young person to lure him to destruction. As the insects see nothing about the sundew that seems dangerous, so many of Satan's lures appear quite harmless. We need to be alert at all times. Not only that, but we must realize we ourselves cannot always recognize the snares. We must have Jesus reveal them to us. Very interesting. And I know there's so many lures out there. I really pray for our young people. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, be with our young people that they will be strong against the wiles of Satan. And we pray for our families that are really trying to put a hedge around their children and protect them. But ultimately, Lord, we know it's the child's decision whether he love you or not. And we thank you that you've given us the power of choice, but with it has come such a huge responsibility. Lord, we also pray for our prayer requests, a family that has a sick father, another family that desperately needs housing, and we pray for another woman who just recently lost her husband. Comfort, provide, and be the Almighty God that you are. Thank you for this show. May it be to your honor and glory. All this I pray in thy holy name. Amen. Ta-da! Arts and crafts. So I put on my Pinterest site, mrgamblin2. That's my call letters for Pinterest. I put there in Windows on God's World, the Venus flytrap. And it's made with a whole paper plate. It really is quite lovely. I liked it a lot. And when you open the mouth, you know, you can put other bugs in its mouth. But it's just one of those simple crafts that even 7th and 8th graders like to make. There's something very fascinating about the Venus flytrap. So I put a little video there in Windows to God World about Venus flytraps. No, I put about sundew, sorry, about the actual sundew. And then I put the craft is the Venus flytrap. So have fun learning. Curriculum Corner. I just wanted to bring to your attention that there is a homeschool buyers co-op. You can join for free. Sometimes they have freebies on there. And sometimes there's things that you can buy. But the really neat thing is that everyone tries to, if they're a commercial thing like ThinkWell, they try to put things on there that would be on sale, or a Yay Math, CTC Math, Math Help, Explode the Code Online for Language Arts, and all about spelling. It's one of the top picks because it just really is great for a busy parent. Anyway, that concludes our Curriculum Corner. Please, we'll be just transitioning right away into questions parents ask. I have a really good question. Well, again, I remind you that we have a little book by our author, and I loved interviewing this person. Her name's Kathleen Cook, and she does Women's Lab and some of those other interesting things. They are part of the Cook Media Center in Hollywood, and her goal is to bring Jesus there. And you're going to love the interview. I only have one book, so whoever lets me know, you can text me or email me at mrgmediaministries@gmail.com and tell me and say, you know, we put a donation in for Kathleen Cook, and that's really the book we want. But so whoever gets to me first gets the book. It's a really wonderful devotional book that she wrote. So we'll be right back with the interview. Stay tuned. Okay, so I'm talking with Kathleen Cook, and we're just getting reacquainted. It's been 2 years now since we got to interview. And you're talking to me about some of the, first of all, in addition to what we're going to interview, you are also a special education, degreed special education teacher, and what was the other one?
An elementary ed.
Talk school. So tell us a little bit about what's going on there in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, so you know, God never wastes anything, does he, Rose? He always allows us to have something in our background that he's going to use eventually. And so COVID hit the world. And I had taught school, actually, for 7 years, special ed teacher and elementary ed teacher. And that was my first job, I tell everyone, before God really pulled me into what I was supposed to be doing, really, the rest of my life. But he never wastes anything. And so I have a six-year-old granddaughter now, was going to be a first grader. I live in California. Everything is totally shut down, still is in many ways. And so I wasn't traveling. I wasn't going full steam into production like I normally in on sets and all over the world and speaking and teaching. And so I was home. And God, it just worked. And my daughter said, you know, Kenna's supposed to start first grade. And, what are we going to do? And I said, well, let's just tune into the public schools there and see what they're doing. And then I'll supplement. You bring her to the house every morning. So I got to be her first grade teacher, which was so fantastic. Just a blessing. You know, yes. I think in so many ways we have looked at COVID as just being horrific and a downer, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But I tried to look at each moment of what we were going through as an opportunity that God could use us in some way. Our productions didn't shut down as far as online. We were busier than ever. In fact, in the work I do in Hollywood, you know, nothing was happening in Hollywood, but we were sure had our tennis shoes on and tied doing production work behind the scenes with so many churches and ministries that were now trying to get online as never before, which is what we speak and teach about all the time. It's get in that digital world. But, you know, it was such a blessing to be able to spend that precious time with my granddaughter and really kind of see firsthand what's happened to our education system globally and around the world, especially here in the United States, and what's being taught. We had her then online until about February. So she was online the last month or so of her kindergarten year with her regular teacher that she had been in school with. But when she started first grade, she started with teacher Mimi. you know, it was just such a blessing. We ended up pulling her then, and the Christian schools were able to open in California in about after Christmas. And put her then into a Christian program there, which was absolutely fantastic. You know, the kids that age, they do need that socialization.
Yes, yes.
And so, but you know, God never wastes anything, does he?
He doesn't. You know, I get the chills because I know the heart of a grandma. And there's something about that, that impact on that grandchild is phenomenal.
Phenomenal. People do not realize how important it really is. You know, we talk about our grandparents. It's interesting to hear conversations on so many of the precious people we have lost due to COVID mm-hmm. and their age. But I'm hearing so many comments from their grandchildren who mm-hmm. are now really in their 30s and 40s.
Yes.
And talking about how much their grandparents meant to them mm-hmm. and how important they were in their
yes.
lives. And so important. So,
well, we were doing two shows, Education Currents for the general market and then Homeschool Companion. And before COVID, our producers, you know, started talking, well, we should just, you know, we're airing them at the same time. You basically have the same audience for both. We think you should go with Education Currents. And I really thought I should. But, you know, in a season of prayer, I felt impressed. No, I need to just stick with Homeschool Companion. And then COVID happened, and wow, the market exponentially increased because these parents are trying to figure out how to homeschool their children. Mm-hmm. And, you know, media and technology and, you know, all of that plays a huge part in it. So mm-hmm. we're going to get on task here. I have your bio that I want to give, and I'm so happy I'm talking with Kathleen Cook. And you go by Kathleen?
I do. And Cook has an E on the end
yes.
that I try to remind people about. They try to find me after interviews and they go, but I
yes.
looked for the COOK, but no, it's a COOKE. I'm a cookie.
She's a media executive, producer, actress, writer, and global speaker. You're also speaking at this convention, this time at NRB, National Religious Broadcasters Association. We're here in Texas. She oversees the casting for the Cook Media Group. And if you look that up, it's, you know, COOKE, Media Group. She leads and inspires women to be involved in media and entertainment through her nonprofit, The Influence Lab and The Influence Lab Women. So either one of those you can go and look up. And I want to talk about your book. And I love the statistics that you gave about this book. The book is titled Hope for Today, Stay Connected to God in a Distracted Culture, which is an understatement for sure. But so we'll just go down the line. We can talk about your book, and then we can talk about your Influence Lab.
Great. Love that. Yes, Hope for Today. And that's the number four, Rose. It's Hope number four. And that's based on $1 million study, an 8-year study on the habits and activities of Christians, what we do that actually affects our lives in a positive way. So they studied how often we went to church, listened to podcasts like this, read our Bible, prayed, watched preachers on television, or listened to Christian. All of those things that we do as Christians, what's the single most important thing that actually changes our lives in a positive direction? And the single most important thing they found in all of this research, all of this money, was Bible reading, a personal connection, an engagement that you have to have with that, with God, every, at least four times a week. In fact, they found that if you're not engaging with God four or more times a week, you will make no dramatic changes in your life or choices in your life any different from someone who never reads the Bible. You know, personal trainers tell us that we're supposed to work out at least four times a week to get our physical body in shape. What are we doing for our inside body, our inside soul?
Yes.
That inside thing that's going to, our soul's going to live forever. Our body's going to die, but our soul's going to live forever. And what are we doing to actually nourish that body? So the, so my devotional is built on this 4-day format. And I think it's important for listeners to realize too that we are still busy. And it, and COVID, of course, slowed us all down, and we had time to read our Bible, but things are gearing up again. And are we going to continue spending that time with the Lord at least four times a week? Because we want to make new choices in our lives, don't we?
Absolutely.
I think COVID really woke us up to some of the things that we needed to change in our lives. And how are we going to go about that? You know, Christian bookstores are full of how to have better finances, how to raise better kids, how to have a better marriage, how to.
Mm-hmm.
But we are spending less and less time on reading our Bible.
Yeah, there's so many other things to watch, listen to.
Yes, absolutely.
Good things.
Yes, but lots of good things. But what's going to really change the direction and positive things in our lives? It's God. And God can only speak to us when we set that time aside. So Hope for Today is built on a 4-day format. It allows you to schedule that time in your phone, okay? We're all scheduling stuff in our phone, right? In our calendars. So schedule it. I encourage people to schedule it for and watch your life change.
Now, is it only available in a hard copy or?
No. In fact, what's exciting is just this week, the book is being re-released. We've sold over 40,000 copies of it already, but it's being re-released this week. You can buy it on any of your normal book sites, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, or they can contact me through the Influence Lab, influencelab.com. It'll be on that site as well to purchase.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, we need to encourage our kids to develop the same habits. So what were some of the things that you did with your grandchild?
You know, I think it's so important to for parents to remember it's those in-between moments.
Mm-hmm.
When they ask those in-between questions. I'll give you a really interesting example. We had, you know, because of the way the school system there had designed things, we were online for a very short time, actually, during the day. So Mimi,
yes.
Teacher Mimi, had to design a program herself. Well, I've never really been involved much in the homeschool program. That all happened really pretty much as my kids were getting older. It was just starting to really flourish at that point. And I had been a school teacher. I knew what was going on. I was very involved with my kids in the public schools and in the schools that my granddaughter were actually being enrolled in Burbank, California. So looking at the program, we felt confident that maybe it would be fine because my daughters had been through it. And then when it happened, it wasn't. It wasn't fine. And some of the things that they were teaching and the directions that they were having, we had, you know, she had very little time on reading. You know, we need
yes.
to get back to reading, writing,
how can you
arithmetic.
Read your Bible if you
yes,
can't read?
If you can't read. And yet we're spent, you know, one morning we spent an hour on having her learn what the Zodiac system was about and how we were rats and dogs and, you know, all of the kind of things that are involved in learning about the Zodiac, you know, and all of that kind of, which is not
yes.
what we believe at all.
Yes.
So the in-between moments. So we have a little recess period after that was over and she's walking. She goes, oh, Mimi, am I a rat or a dog? And I said, Kenna, you are not a rat or a dog. You are a child of God. And I said, God made Aww. You precious and unique and holy. He did not make you an animal. He made you a human being because you have the ability to think and breathe and know God and to grow in knowing him. and in being intelligent. Rats and dogs have no ability to do that. And I said, what you were just taught is just what some people believe. Some people think that that is the right way, but I said, we believe in Jesus Christ and God, and his importance to us in our lives is the most important thing you could ever know. You are not a rat or dog. You are a child of God. And so that's the kind of in-between things that I think parents need to be paying attention to. I laughingly say, you know, I get asked a lot, well, what, you know, my child's really interested in the arts, in entertainment, and she wants to go to be on TV all the time. So how do I get her in that? And one of the most important things is I tell parents, first of all, know who she is, know where that passion is coming from, and know why she is making that decision, because mm-hmm. that's what she's seeing all the time. Yes. You know, we're living in a culture immersed in media and the distractions of that. And so we're raising a generation that aren't readers, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they're just on the internet. They're on social media. They're watching things that the popular culture is watching. So important for parents to recognize where that passion and desire is. Mm-hmm. When I was a small child, my favorite toy was an outdoor trash can that my mother had gotten and filled from flea markets and the Salvation Army thrift store and places in old clothes she'd have. And that became my costumes. And I created my own stories outside, and I would play for hours becoming a different character. It was who I was inside, mm-hmm. and how God was forming me already and making mm-hmm. those choices. Amen. And so when parents say, oh, my daughter or my son wants to be on television, find out really what where that passion is coming from. If it's really there, they're going to expand that. They're going to do more than just wanting to act out. They're going to want to write. They're going to want to produce. They're going to want to be able to study, go to the arts, and fill your child with the arts. So important that we not just take kids to see a movie. Take kids to a play.
Yes.
Take kids to the symphony. Take kids out and let them see art museums and how to visualize or to watch, look at a painting and understand what the painter was thinking about and the dimensions and the focal points of that painting. That's what was our movies for thousands of years, was a painting or a drawing, yes. right? On the side of a cave, maybe even. Yeah. So important that parents who have that desire within them understand that. And is that desire or that need coming because they don't feel worthwhile? You know, I get so yes. many adult young adults coming to Hollywood all the time, wanting to be in Hollywood, wanting to be on TV, wanting to be on film. But you have to ask yourself, where is that desire coming from? Yes. Is it because they don't feel worthwhile and they think that if they're going to be a big star in television, people are going to look at them and make them feel mm-hmm. and that's going to make them feel worthwhile. Yeah. You know, we need to instill in our kids from the very beginning the worth they have in God, who they are in Jesus. It goes back to my yes. little story about Kenna yes. saying she's a rat or a dog. She's mm-hmm. not.
Yes.
She is a child of God, created and uniquely made.
Yes.
So what are her special gifts and talents? And use those things if that is where she wants to go, because that's what's going to make her unique on the screen. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to cause people to come to her and say, she has this unique mm-hmm. something about her we want to watch.
Yes.
It's called in Hollywood watchability. Right?
Right. Well, we have come to the conclusion of the first half of our show, and I know our listeners want to hear more, and so come back tomorrow and we'll hear the rest of it. Wasn't that a good interview? Well, thank you so much. I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.